Everyone, this is Pastor Williams.
大家下午好，这是威廉牧师。
At first, I need to apologize for doing this via the screen and not being there in person. It's my fault. I overbooked myself.
首先，我向大家致歉，因为我今天没有安排好，所以我不能到现场。
But thank you for your understanding, and thank you for technology that enables us. To maybe correct our mistakes.
感谢大家的理解，也感谢主，我们有这个技术，可以让我们也能够来一起正道。
I want to speak to you today on the last hour.
我们今天要谈的是末时。
A little over a year ago, Bruce Grubb, a farmer in Scotland, placed a frantic call to the police.
一年多前的事了，有一个苏格兰的农夫，他特别惊慌地给警察打电话。
He had seen a loose tiger on his property on his way to check on his pregnant cows.
据他说，他去看他那个要生产的母牛的时候，在路上看见一只老虎。
I got the fright of my life, he said. I was worried it was going to eat all of my cows.
他说，哎呀，我当时吓坏了，以为这个老虎要把我的牛都吃了。
Well, Grubb's call prompted authorities to send armed officers.
结果警方就派来了这些全副武装的这些警察。
They also checked with the local wildlife agency to make sure that no tigers recently had escaped.
而且还找了当地野生动物保护机构，证实有没有老虎逃脱。
And when the officers arrived at Grubb's farm, they engaged in a 45-minute standoff.
然后到了这个人的农场呢，他们就跟这个所谓的老虎对峙了45分钟。
And then they realized that the life-size tiger was stuffed.
然后发现这只真老虎这么大的这个老虎呢，其实是个填充动物。
It was a stuffed toy.
是一个玩具。
They returned to their vehicles carrying the tiger to be used as a workplace trophy.
然后这警察呢就扛着这个玩具老虎回到他们车上，要把它带回这个办公室当做一个摆设。
Well, the farmer endured some teasing on social media, but he didn't allow it to affect him.
然后这个社交媒体呢，大家都群嘲这个农夫。
I drove up to the tiger with my truck, he said, and that's when I knew it was a toy.
这个农夫呢，他就无辜说，他说我开着车去农场，真的就看见这个老虎，谁知道是个玩具呢？
I feel silly for calling the police, but I thought it was a real emergency.
这个我叫警察这个事是挺傻的，但是当时我还真的以为是真的。
Well, in times of stress, it's easy to be fooled, isn't it?
当我们人类在压力之下，很容易就被欺骗。
When we're sick, it's easy to fall prey to the phonies who promise an easy cure for our money.
当我们生病的时候，我们就很容易去到处寻找灵丹妙药。
And when we're in debt needing money, it's easy to fall prey to those get-rich-quick schemes which always leave us further in debt.
那当我们深陷债务的时候，我们又特别想要找到一夜暴富的方法。
And when we're in trouble, somebody always seems to have some easy solution, which ends up getting us further in trouble.
当我们深陷困境的时候，就好像有人来给我们献一些锦囊妙计，只是让我们呢越来越焦头烂额。
So what do we do in times of distress?
那么在困难之下，我们要如何自处呢？
What do we do to keep from being fooled?
怎样才能防止受骗呢？
What do we do to find real answers in troubling times?
在困难的时候，我们怎么样才能找到真正的答案呢？
Well, I want us to look once again in our study of 1 John, and today we're in chapter 2, where the Bible shows us what to do in times of anxiety and stress.
那我们今天就继续看一下约翰一书，然后看第二章。第二章教导我们在困苦的时候，我们应该怎么做。
And we pick up the account in chapter 2 in verse 18, where it says, Dear children,The last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that the last hour has come.
二章十八节说：“小子们呐，如今是末时了。你们曾听说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道，如今是末时了。”
Now the last hour is a reference to the time just before Jesus comes back for the second time. We call it the return of Christ.
末时指的就是主耶稣基督的第二次到来，也是他再来之前的一段时间。
And the first century believers, they expected Jesus to come at any moment to rescue them from the hardships that they faced.
第一世纪的初代信徒，他们是热切盼望着主耶稣基督的再来，能够带领他们脱离困苦。
But Jesus didn't come in the first century.
但是主耶稣在第一世纪并没有再来。
And now it's the 21st century, and still Jesus hasn't come.
现在已经是21世纪了，主耶稣好像还没有来。
So the last hour has come to describe a kind of time rather than a duration of time.
所以末时是描述这段时间的形态，而不是指时间的长短。
The last hour is a time of crisis, a dangerous time, a time of great risk, a time that produces great anxiety and stress.
这个末时呢，是一段危机四伏、极其凶险的时代，能给人产生巨大的不安和压力。
Now for some, this COVID pandemic that we're in and its variants has and perhaps continues to be such a time. It's a time of anxiety and stress.
就像我们现在经历的疫情时刻，这个没完没了的疫情和这个疫情的变种，这个就是末时的特征。
And think of that, and to a greater extent,That's the way it's going to be right before Jesus comes back again.
那么这些都是就是主耶稣再来之前时间的样子。
The Bible tells us that the world will be controlled by a ruler called the Antichrist.
圣经告诉我们，世界将被一个统治者来掌控。那这个统治者被称作敌基督。
And as his name suggests, he's against Christ.He's against religion as a whole. In reality, he's against God.
敌基督他是反对基督和压迫基督徒的，他是反对神的。
This Antichrist opposes Christianity.
他是反对基督教的。
He opposes the reign of Christ.
他也反对基督的这个在世上掌权。
And he causes a lot of persecution and pain for those who believe in Christ and for those who believe in God in general.
他给信主的人带来很多的迫害和苦难。
But before Antichrist comes, even now, many Antichrists have appeared.
在这个大的敌基督出现之前，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。
Our passage is talking about false teachers.
这段经文讲的是假教师们。
People who have their own idea on life and are contrary to the teachings of Christ.
这些假教师呢，他们有自己的主意，他们不是按照基督的教导来讲论的。
And as a result, these teachers are causing a lot of pain and confusion to those who are followers of Christ.
那他们就给基督的信徒造成了很多的困扰。
And so John, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, warns us to watch out for those people in times of distress.
那约翰在圣灵的带领下，教导众人，让大家警惕这些敌基督的人。
Stay away from false teachers, he says.
他说要远离假教师。
Avoid imposters and frauds.
远离那些假的，欺骗的。
Steer clear of deceivers who only want to take advantage of you when you are afraid.
远离那些骗子，那些人就是要想从你身上得到一些东西。
Some time ago, people passed around a series of three photos on the internet.
前一阵子网上有传一些照片。
In the first photo, a mother duck was walking toward a sewer grate with six small downy ducklings close behind her.
第一张照片，这个鸭妈妈她在路上走，后面跟着六只小鸭子。
And in the second photo, the mother duck walked onto the grate.
那第二张照片，这个鸭妈妈就走在一个井盖上。
And one of the ducklings followed her there.
后面还跟着一只小鸭子。
Four others stayed behind on the pavement.
另外四只呢，就在站在这个马路牙子上。
But one of the six ducklings was missing.
那么你会发现少了一只小鸭子。
In the third photo, the mother duck had crossed the grate with one duckling standing beneath her.
第三张照片，这个鸭妈妈已经走过了井盖，但是她身边只有一只小鸭子。
She had turned around and was peering through the holes in the grate, wondering where the other five ducklings had gone.
她回头就透过井盖往下看，就想找，哎，那五只鸭子跑哪儿去了？
And the caption on the photo read, bad parenting.
那这个照片上的题词就写的是糟糕的父母。
And that's the way it is with false teachers.
那大家要是跟随假教师呢，也是这个下场。
They lead you to places where you don't want to go.
他们带你去的地方是你不应该去的地方。
And so the question is, how do you recognize these antichrist?
所以问题就是，你怎样辨认这些假教师、这些敌基督的人呢
？How do you recognize deceivers of the truth？
你怎么样辨认这些人是说的是谎言呢
？Verse 19, it says these people left our churches, but they never really belonged with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us.
十九节说，他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。
You recognize those who oppose Christ because they oppose the church. They leave the fellowship of believers.
你能认出反对基督的人，因为他们反对教会，他们离开团契，离开信徒。
A respected theologian, the late Warren Wiersbe, wrote these words.
有一位非常受尊敬的神学家华伦·威尔斯比，他曾经写道。
He said, "If you will investigate the history of the false cults and anti-Christian religious systems in today's world, you will find that in most cases, their founders started out in a local church."
他说，如果你调查现今的邪教和敌基督的宗教团体，你会发现他们大多数都源于地方的教会。
They were with us, but not of us. They never really belonged.
他们跟我们在一处，但是不跟我们在一起，他们从来都不属于我们。
So they went out from us, and they started their own groups.
所以呢，他们从我们中间出走，成立自己的团体。
So you want to stay away from those who leave the family of Christ followers.
所以我们要远离那些离开基督跟随者的这个大家庭的人。
Avoid those who do not remain in the fellowship of believers.
远离这些不愿意参加团契，不愿意在团契中待着的人。
Watch out for them because true believers continue with the church.
要小心这些人，因为真正的信徒他们是会愿意与教会在一起的。
Furthermore, you want to stay away from those who leave the faith altogether.
然后你也要远离那些离弃信仰的人。
Avoid those who do not teach the truth about Jesus Christ.
而要躲避那些不传讲耶稣基督真理的人。
Verse 20, but you are not like that, for the Holy One has given you His Spirit.And all of you know the truth.
二十节说，你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
Now the false teachers in the first century, they claimed to have a special anointing which gave them greater insight into the truth.
第一世纪的假教师，他们都宣称他们自己得到了特别的恩膏，让他们有特别的见解，不同于常人。
They claimed to have more of the Spirit of God and more knowledge.And regular believers.
他们宣称他们从神那里领受了更多的神的灵，比一般的人要多。
But our passage makes it clear the Holy Spirit has anointed every believer, and every believer knows the truth.
但是经文很清楚地告诉我们，神的灵恩膏了每一个信徒，那每一个信徒都应该知道真理。
If you have trusted Christ with your life, Having received him and declaring it in baptism, you have God's Holy Spirit within you.
如果你信靠耶稣基督，你已经宣告你要跟随主耶稣基督，那你就领受了圣灵。
Now, in addition, you have God's Holy Word, the Bible.
而且你还领受了神的话，就是圣经。
And those two factors, the Holy Spirit and God's Word, is an unbeatable combination which will get you through any trial.
那么圣灵和神的话，这个是一个战无不胜的组合，能够带领你经受住任何的考验。
So you don't need any further insight or revelation.
你不需要任何这些东西之外的教导和这个见解。
Verse 21, I am writing to you, not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the difference between truth and lies. And who is a liar? Anyone who says that Jesus is not the Christ, anyone who denies the Father and the Son is an antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son doesn't have the Father either. But anyone who acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
21-23节讲到，我写信给你们，不是因你们不知道真理，正是因你们知道，并且知道没有虚谎是从真理出来的。谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。凡不认子的，就没有父；认子的，连父也有了。
You see, those who deny that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah.
那些否认耶稣基督是神的儿子，是弥赛亚的。
Those who deny that Jesus is the Son of God.
那些否认耶稣是神的儿子的。
Those who deny that Jesus is Lord,
那些否认不称耶稣为主的,
they're liars.
他们是说谎的。
They're false teachers who have denied God himself.
他们就是否认神的假教士。
And they've left the true faith.
他们讲的不是真理。
And you and I should stay away from them.
我们应该远离这些人。
The cliffs around Cape St. George, just south of Jervis Bay in Australia, are notorious for shipwreck.
在澳大利亚有一个地方，就是圣乔治角的一个地方。这个地方呢，有很多的沉船。
So a long time ago, authorities decided to build a lighthouse to warn ship captains to stay away from those cliffs.
所以很多年前，当地有个委员会决定要在那儿建一个灯塔，起警示的作用，让这些开船的人能够远离这个地方。
The year was 1857, and the colonial architect Alexander Dawson began looking for a suitable site for the lighthouse.
那个时间是1857年，他们任命了一个人叫亚历山大·道森来主持建造这个灯塔。
Unfortunately, Dawson was more interested in finding an easy construction site.
但是很不幸，道森呢，他想的就是怎么样能够很容易的、很方便的做这个事情。
Then he wasn't providing a lighthouse that would be a true aid in navigating the ships to safety.
他只是想贪图方便，而不是想真正的建一个灯塔起警示作用。
So when the pilots' board met to verify the location that Dawson chose, they found that the site was not visible from the required approaches that the captains of the ship would take. They wouldn't be able to see it.
那么他把这个灯塔的地址选好了以后，那些人发现这个在海上的人就根本看不到这个地方。
They also found that Dawson's map had been altered.
他们也发现道森他提供的地图也不精确。
It was impossible to determine whether the positions marked on the map really existed.
他在地图上根本就找不到这个灯塔。
In addition, the board also suspected that Dawson chose the site because it was situated closely to a quarry from which he planned to get stones.
那么当时的董事会也发现道森选的这个地址呢，他为什么选这块地呢？因为这块地离他的采石场很近。
And so most of the board members were not in favor of using Dawson's site.
所以大多数的董事会成员并不同意选用这个地方。
Yet, for some unknown reason, the chairman of the board approved of the site and authorized the construction of the lighthouse.
但是呢，出于未知的原因，这个董事会的主席竟然同意了选择这个地点。
However, for the next 40 years, that poorly situated lighthouse was responsible for 24 shipwrecks.
那么在接下来的四十几年，这个造的地点很不正确的这个灯塔呢，它直接就造成了20多起沉船事故。
The captains of the ship couldn't see it until it was too late.
这些开船的人根本就看不见这个灯塔，当他们能看见的时候已经太晚了。
And so finally in 1899, the lighthouse was replaced by the Point Perpendicular Lighthouse, which was in a much more suitable location.
那在1899几年，终于就用了造了另外一座灯塔来代替这座灯塔。
However, even after its decommissioning, the original poorly situated lighthouse continued to cause navigational problems.
那么很不幸的是，即使这座坏灯塔已经不被人使用了，但是因为它一直在那儿，它还是一直引起了很多的这个困扰。
On moonlight nights, it glowed in the dark, deceiving ship captains, causing them to steer their ship into destruction.
因为在月圆的晚上，这个灯塔呢，它会发光。它发光的时候呢，就对海上的船只起了一个迷惑作用。那还是有船能够陷入困境。
So near the turn of the century, the tower was reduced to rubble to prevent any further disaster.
所以终于在20世纪初的时候，人们就把这个灯塔推倒了，成了一片废墟，因为就不想让它再造成困扰。
Now that's the nature of a false teacher.
那个就是假教师的本质。
Like a lighthouse in the wrong place, they mislead people into lives of shipwreck and pain.
就像一座建在不应该的地方的灯塔，这些假教师把人带进倾覆和苦痛。
They steer them away from Jesus Christ and his teachings.
因为他把人领到和主耶稣基督的教导不同的地方。
The truth is not important to them, just what's convenient to their belief system.
那么真理对他们并不重要，他们关心的是怎么样能够让人能够相信他们。
So the Bible tells us, watch out for them.
所以圣经教导我们要远离这些人。
Check what a preacher or a teacher or a blogger says with the word of God. And if it doesn't match, stay away from it.
我们一定要用神的话验证任何的教师、牧者的话，或者你在网上看到那些言论。
So the Bible tells us, stay away from those who leave the family of God.
所以圣经告诉我们，远离那些假教师。
Stay away from those who leave the faith.
远离那些离弃信仰的人。
In times of distress, stay away from false teachers who will only take advantage of your pain.
远离那些来利用你的这个惊恐慌张的这些假教师。
Instead, this is a time to stay close to God.
那你要做什么呢？你要去亲近神。
Remain with the Lord.
与主亲近。
Remain in fellowship with Jesus, who will see you through your crisis.
与主同建立亲密的关系，因为只有主才能带领你经历困苦。
Verse 24. So you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father. And in this fellowship, we enjoy the eternal life that he promises us.
在24到25节说，论到你们，我要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。主所应许我们的就是永生。
Now remember when you first came to faith, you were eager to learn God's word.
还记不记得当你一开始接受主的时候，你特别渴慕神的话语。
You were hungry for the Bible and you listened attentively.
你特别想从圣经当中得力，你听的就是特别的仔细。
You embraced the teachings of the Bible and applied it to your life.
你特别的积极的从圣经里面汲取力量，并且用在你的生活当中。
And the result was joy, an indescribable joy.
那么你那时候得到的就是天大的喜乐，从心里发出的喜乐。
Now, in times of distress and anxiety, you need to recall that truth and let it revive you.
在艰难困苦的时候，你还是应该这样做，因为神的话能够更新，让你得到更新。
It's the promise of eternal life, and that's what's going to bring you close to God.
这就是我们永恒的神的应许，它能让你更与神更亲近。
So, in times of distress, whatever you do, don't stop reading the Bible.
所以在困苦压力之下，不要停止读经。
And don't stop going to church where God's word is preached every Sunday.
也不要停止聚会，特别是主日聚会。
Look at this in Hebrews 10. It says, Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near.
希伯来书10:24-25说：“又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
In times of distress, you need the fellowship of believers and the teachings of God's word more than ever.
”特别是在困苦的时候，你就格外需要团契和神的话。
So stay close to God through His Word.
通过神的话来亲近主。
Keep reading your Bible.
一定要读经。
Keep studying your Bible.
学习圣经。
Attend church and Bible study.
参加查经聚会。
Dwell in the Bible so that the Bible will dwell in you.
我们在圣经中扎根，圣经就能扎根在我们里面。
Mike Iaconelli remembers a time when he was stuck at the airport in San Francisco.
这个人叫 Mike，他想起有一段时间，他被困在这个旧金山的机场里面。
He had missed his connecting flight, which would have taken him home, and he was angry and upset.
他想回家坐的那趟飞机呢，没有了，他特别的气愤。
So he called his son on the phone for some encouragement.
所以他就给他儿子打电话，想得到一些安慰。
And he told him, Man, I'm stuck in the airport and it's been a horrible day. I've been traveling too much.
然后他说：“哎，我已经在外面待了很久了，我现在被困在机场里了。
And his son told him, You know, Dad, if you didn't travel so much, you wouldn't have things like this happening to you.
”那他儿子说什么呢？他儿子说：“爹，你在外面这个待得太久了，否则你也不会遇到这种情况啊。
Well, that made Mike angrier all the more. And so he told his son, Let me talk to your son.
”那这个呢，就让这个老先生更加气愤了。然后他就跟他儿子说：“你让你儿子跟我讲话吧。
Now, Mike's grandson was 2 years old.
那他的孙子当时才有2岁。
And he forgot that when you're two, you can't talk all that much.
那老先生忘了说，一个2岁的小孩，他其实说不出什么了。
And when you're 65, you can't hear all that well.
而且呢，老先生已经65岁了，他听力也不是很好。
So it's not a good combination.
所以呢，这个一老一小呢，并不是很好的这个谈话对象。
Well, the 2-year-old was mumbling on the phone, and Mike was hoping that it was going to make him feel better, but it was only making him feel worse.
那这个他孙子在电话上呢，就是说的都是咿咿呀呀，他也听不清楚。
And then to make matters worse, the phone dropped to the floor, and Mike could hear his grandson playing in the background.
那更糟糕的是，这个电话好像掉在地上了，他就能听到他的孙子呢在地上玩儿。
So here he was stuck in the airport.
那么他的情况就是被困在机场里。
He's miserable.
他觉得特别的这个难受，
He's angry.
他特别的愤怒。
And then all of a sudden, Mike hears a crystal clear voice over the phone say, I love you, Grandpa.
那过了一会儿呢，他突然从电话上听到一个很清楚的声音说：“爷爷，我爱你。
And all of his anxiety and anger went out the window.
”那立时他所有的愤怒和不甘呢，就没有了。
Mike Iaconelli says, there are people who are so busy that they're at their wits' end.
那么他总结出的经验呢，就是说很多人他们非常的忙碌，他们已经到了这个黔驴技穷、山穷水尽的地步。
And if they'd only stop for a minute, they could hear God whisper to them, I love you.
如果我们能够停下片刻，就能听到神对我们的耳语说我爱你。
In your times of distress, take a minute to open up God's word and hear him say to you, I love you.
那么在你在压力之下，困苦当中，也请打开神的话，听他对你说我爱你。
For example, Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved you, God is speaking, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself.
那耶利米书31:3就说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Another translation says, I never quit loving you and never will, and so expect love, love, and more love.
那么换言之，用现代的语言就是说，神说，我从来都没有停止爱你过，只有越来越多的爱。
And then watch as all your anxiety and anger goes out the window.
那么当你听到神的耳语的时候，你的所有的压力，你所有的愤怒都会消失在九霄云外。
Stay close to God through his word.
通过神的话与神亲近。
And stay close to God through his spirit.
并且要通过神的灵与他亲近。
Listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit within you and let him guide you through the difficult times.
倾听圣灵安静微小的声音，让他带领你度过艰难时刻。
Look at this in verse 26. I am writing these words to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit and he lives within you. And so you don't need anyone to teach you what is true, for the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as he has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ.
26-27节说，我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
You don't need to listen to someone who claims to have more insight than you do.
你不必要听那些自以为比你有见解的人所说的话。
You can listen to God's Holy Spirit within you.
你只需要倾听你心里面圣灵的声音。
Our passage says,You have received the Holy Spirit. He lives within you.
我们的经文说，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。
And as such, the Spirit talks to you, he teaches you, he guides you, and so listen to him.
那这个恩膏就是圣灵，他不停地教导你，带领你，你要听他的话。
In other words, stay close to God's Spirit and listen to his still small voice.
换言之，你们一定要与神的灵亲近，倾听他安静微小的声音。
More than two decades, Muhammad Ali had someone in his corner of the boxing ring that made him float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
这个几乎20年里面，穆罕默德阿里他有一个场上的一个擂台指导，这个擂台指导呢，能够带领他这个非常辗转腾挪，这个一击制胜在擂台上。
His corner man was Angelo Dundee.
这个人名字叫做安吉罗·邓迪。
Dundee had also trained 15 other world boxing champions.
邓迪呢，他还协助过其他15个世界冠军。
And Dundee described his job as a corner man this way.
那么他呢，描述他的这个擂台指导的这个工作呢，他是这么描述的。
He He said, when you're working with a fighter, you're a surgeon, an engineer, and a psychologist all at the same time.
他说当你为一个斗士工作的时候，你同时是个外科医生，是工程师，也是个心理医生。
Now likewise, as you face life battles, you too have someone in your corner, someone better than a surgeon, engineer, and psychologist.
所以在我们人生当中面对困苦，我们在打这个擂的时候，我们的擂台上也有一位指导，那就是圣灵。
You have the Holy Spirit within,who is there for you.
我们身边有圣灵，他是专门为我们存来的。
And he's there to help you fight those battles of life.
他就是来帮助我们打赢这些战争的。
And so don't ignore him.
不要忽视他。
Stay close to him.
要亲近他。
And let him guide you to victory in this last hour.
让他在这末世带领你得胜。
Before Jesus left this world, he promised every believer these words in John 14.
在主耶稣离开我们之前，他向我们应许。
He said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads you into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him, but you know him.Because he lives in you.
就是在约翰福音十四章，主耶稣应许说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Now the word for helper in the original Greek is paraclete.
这个保惠师在希腊原文当中就是 paraclete.
And it was a difficult word for Bible translators to translate in equatorial Africa.
这个词呢，在这个翻译圣经的人当中呢，是不太好翻的，特别是那些翻译在这个赤道非洲国家的语言翻译的人，他找不到一个合适的词。
As a sideline, there are people today.Who devote their life to translating the Bible into native languages.
顺便说一下，世界上有人在做一项工作，就是把圣经翻译成这些世界各地土著的语言。
Currently, there are 7,117 known languages spoken by people around the world.
现在世界上已知有7,117种语言。
Only 704 of them.Have the Bible translated in their language.
其中只有704种语言，是圣经已经被翻译成功的。
That leaves 6,413 languages without the Bible.
那么有6,413种语言，他们还没有圣经。
And so these translators were working in the car language, and they couldn't find a corresponding word for the word helper.
所以有一批这些翻译呢，他们试图把圣经翻译成叫克雷语，他们找不到一个对应的词来翻译圣灵这个帮手、保惠师这个词。
And then they came across a group of baggage carriers going off in the bush carrying bundles on their head.
然后他们有一天突然看到有一群扛大包的人。
And they noticed that in the line of carriers, there was one who didn't carry anything.
那这群人他每人头上都顶着一个重物一个重担但是他们当中有一个人呢就身上什么也没有顶。
Now the translators assumed that one was the boss.
这个翻译看到这个情景以为这个什么都没有扛没有顶的这个人是个老板。
That he was there to make sure the others did their work.
他可能就在他们当中起个监工的作用吧。
But they discovered that was not the case.
但是后来发现不是这么回事儿。
He was there in case anyone fell over from exhaustion.
这个什么都没拿的人，他其实是以防有人那个太累了，就是倒下了。
And that's when he would come and pick up the other man's load and carry it for him.
那这时候他就会在这个倒下的人旁边，把他身上的重担接到自己身上，替他们接着扛。
Now those who spoke the car language called this. The one who falls down beside us.
在克雷语当中呢，描述这个人就说是躺倒在我们旁边的人。
And so the translators had their word for paraclete or helper.
所以这个翻译立刻就把这个词拿来用来翻译这个帮手，这个词就是圣经中的保惠师 paraclete 这个词。
The Holy Spirit is the one who falls down beside us.
那么圣灵就是这个躺倒在我们旁边的人。
And he's there to pick up our load and carry it for us. He's your helper.
圣灵的存在就是像这个人一样，当我们倒下的时候，他会接手我们的重担，替我们扛。
So don't neglect him.
千万不要忽视他。
Instead, cast your care upon him because he cares for you.
我们要把重担交托给他，因为他关心我们。
And so during times of stress and anxiety, you need to stay close to the Lord through his spirit and through his word.
所以在困苦患难当中，我们一定要通过神的灵和神的话与主亲近。
It's an unbeatable combination, and both are absolutely necessary.
这是一个战无不胜的组合，而且这二者缺一不可。
Don Lyon, preacher turned congressman, put it well when he said, "If you have the Spirit without the Word, you blow up."
有一个神学家叫唐里昂，他曾经说，如果你有神的灵，没有神的话，你就会失控。
But he said, "If you have the Word without the Spirit," you dry up.
但是如果你有神的话，没有神的灵，你会力竭。
But if you have both the word and the spirit, you grow up.
如果你既有神的话，又有神的灵，你就会长大。
And so in times of distress, stay away from the false teachers and stay close to God.
所以在困苦艰难的时刻，远离假教师，亲近神。
And then be confident.
然后呢，你还要有信心。
Be bold and courageous in this last hour before Jesus comes.
在末世，在主耶稣基督再来之前，我们一定要胆大心细。
Verse 28, "And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ, so that when he returns, you will be full of confidence and not shrink back from him in shame."
28节说，小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。
Those who continue in Christ will find confidence in the end.
住在耶稣基督里面的人，在末世会有信心。
They not only will survive, they will thrive.
他们不仅能存活，他们也会非常的
They'll come out on the other side of a crisis better and stronger.
他们不仅存活，他们也会繁盛，他们一定会通过这些患难变得更加强大，更加有力量。
Isaiah 40:31 says this, "Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint."
以赛亚书40:31告诉我们，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
In his book, Life in the Presence of God, Kenneth Boa talks about soaring eagles and those who depend on the Lord.
有一位作者肯尼斯·波阿，他写了一本书中谈到这个老鹰。
He says God seems to like eagles.
他说好像神很喜欢鹰这种动物。
33 Bible verses in the Bible mention eagles.
在圣经里面有33个经节提到鹰。
Eagles are true flying birds.
因为鹰是一个很会飞翔的动物。
They get off the ground by flapping their wings, and then they soar by thermals.
他们离开地面的时候呢，靠的是振动翅膀，但是他们在空中就是利用热流来飞翔。
Eagles begin flight training around 4 months old.
鹰在四个月大小的时候就开始训练飞翔。
But even before that, at 2 months, they stand up in the nest and they'll spread their wings when they'll feel gust of wind.
他们甚至更早，在2个月的时候就站在他们的巢穴上啊，扇动翅膀来体会这个气流。
Now they're training to know the thermals.
那么，因为他们呢是被训练来这个掌控热流。
Thermals are the columns of air formed as heat rises from the ground.
热流是这个从地面升起的热空气。
Because heat rises, these air columns push up and up, displacing the cold air around them.
因为热气流上升的时候，让这个冷气流下沉。
And by staying in the warmth of the thermal, the birds are able to soar.
这个老鹰呢，就靠着驾驭热气流，它们就可以一直往上升。
Now, eagles are experts in this.
老鹰呢，这方面是个行家。
Now, that doesn't mean that gravity is not in place.
并不意味着不存在这个重力、引力。
It is.
引力是存在的。
But a higher principle overtakes gravity.
但是一个更高的原则战胜了引力。
If an eagle were to step off a branch, he would drop to the ground. That's gravity.
这个如果这个老鹰它不没有驾驭好热流，它就会掉到地上。
But if he were to start flapping his wings, he'd begin to rise.
但是当它扇动翅膀的时候，它就可以逐渐的上升。
And then once in the air, he doesn't have to work his wings very hard.
一旦升到了空中，它就不用那么拼命的扇动翅膀了。
He'll begin to soar in the thermal currents.
它就可以靠着热流一直上升。
He's almost at rest and can just enjoy the pleasure of the flight.
它就可以非常轻松地驾驭这个热流。
Now, when we first begin following Christ, we're like eagles spreading our wings.
当我们一开始信主的时候，就像老鹰一开始振动翅膀，想脱离地面。
We flap our wings and lift ourselves up to new heights.
我们不断地振动翅膀，让我们越来越往上。
But we grow tired, and before we know it, we're back down on the ground.
但是我们振动翅膀呢，会觉得累。我们一旦停止振动的时候，啪叽又摔到地上了。
And so we flap, rising and falling, and eventually we catch the current of air and soar.
那么我们就是这样子扇动翅膀，升起又降下，升起降下，然后最终我们抓到了热流。
Now that current is the Holy Spirit.
这个热气流就是圣灵。
And that's how the Holy Spirit works in our lives.
这个就是圣灵在我们生命中工作的样子。
He's not only our coach, but he's the power behind everything that we do.
不仅仅是我们的教练，他还是我们这个能够做事情的力量。
So you want to stay close to the Holy Spirit. He lives within you.
所以一定要亲近圣灵，因为他能够把你举起来。
And the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit and to listen to the leadings of the Spirit and to be controlled by the Spirit.
圣经教导我们要走在圣灵里面，由圣灵带领，由圣灵掌控。
When we do that, we'll notice that our lives soar with a new power.
当我们如此行的时候，就会发现我们有一种神秘的力量带领我们一直往上。
In your times of anxiety and distress, you want to stay away from the false teachers.
所以在我们在艰难困苦压力当中，一定要远离假教师。
And you want to stay close to the Lord.
一定要亲近神。
And you want to be confident.
并且要有信心。
During one of the Super Bowls, FedEx ran a commercial that picked up on the movie Castaway.
有一届超级碗那个这个联邦快递呢，它出了一个广告。
And in the movie, Tom Hanks plays a FedEx worker whose company plane went down, leaving him stranded on a desert island for years.
有一部电影叫《荒岛余生》。汤姆·汉克斯饰演一个联邦快递的职员，他们那个运货的飞机在荒岛上这个坠毁了，所以他在荒岛上一个人生活很长时间。
The FedEx commercial shows a disheveled Hanks returning to his old job.
这个广告呢，演的就是汤姆·汉克斯，他这个胡子邋遢、衣冠不整的，他来到了一个人的房门前。
He goes up to the door of a suburban home.Package in hand, and he rings the doorbell.
他来到一个居民区里面，拿着一个这个包裹，摁了门铃。
And when the lady comes to the door, he explains that he had survived 5 years on a deserted island. And during that whole time, he kept her package in order to deliver it to her.
那这个女士开门了以后呢 汤姆汉克斯就跟她解释说 她困在荒岛上五年，在五年当中呢 她都好好保存这个包裹 就为的是 把这个包裹交给她。
She simply takes the package and says, oh, thank you, and turns to leave.
这女士也就是接过包裹 就说谢谢 然后就要走。
But Hank's curious about what's in the package that he has been protecting for all those years.
那汉克斯他很好奇，他就想，我这五年都在保护的一个包裹里面到底有什么？And
so he says to the woman, "May I ask what's in the package?"
那他就问这个主人说，你这个包裹里到底有什么东西啊？She
opens it and she shows him the contents and says, "Nothing really."
这个女士打开包裹看了看，说也没什么重要的。Just
a satellite phone.
就是一个卫星电话,
a global positioning device,
一个全球定位系统,
a compass,
一个指南针,
a water purifier,
一个净水器,
some seeds,
还一些种子,
just silly stuff, she says.
那就这些鸡零狗碎的东西。
Thank you again, she says, and you keep up the good work.
她说，谢谢你了，你继续努力吧。
Now just think. He could have used all of that stuff on that deserted island he was trapped on for 5 years if he had only opened it up.
那观众就会觉得，哎呀，那他在荒岛上困了五年，如果他把包裹打开，这些东西都很好用啊。Now,
in the same way, you as a believer in Christ have resources that can benefit you in your time of distress and anxiety.
但是我们这些人作为信主的人，我们其实也有很好的资源的。You
have the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
你有圣灵，你也有圣经。Just
open up the package and use them.
你就要打开包裹，拿出来用啊。Open
the Bible and ask God's Holy Spirit to make it work in your life.
打开圣经，恳求圣灵，让神的话在你生命中起作用。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for your love for us.
我们在天上的父, 我们感谢你对我们的爱。
We thank you for the Bible.
我们为你的圣经献上感谢。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit.
我们为圣灵献上感谢。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus and all that he did for us.
我们为主耶稣基督献上感谢, 感谢他为我们所成就的一切。
Now, Lord, down here on earth, we go through some hard times.
我们在这世上, 我们经历困难。
We're afraid.
我们害怕。
We're worried.
我们担忧。
We don't know what the future holds.
不知道未来如何。
But during those times, help us to stay true to our relationship with you.
但是在这些时候的时候, 求你帮助我们与你亲近。Jesus
has said he'll never leave us.
主耶稣曾经应许, 他永远也不会离弃我们。And
he has given us the Bible and his Holy Spirit.
他给我们留下圣经和圣灵。And
these are there to give us all that we need during such a time.
这两样东西, 他给我们就是我们所需要的全部。
So remind us to use these resources whenever we are in distress.
提醒我们使用这两项资源。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
The Lord bless you and have a wonderful day in the Lord.
求主保守你们，让你们一天都与主同行。